I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. You've heard about the terror attacks in Barcelona, but we've got a story coming up about how God in his sovereignty was moving before the terrorists did. And then stay tuned to hear how English was used to reach kids in Russia. That story in a moment, but first, a hearing was held yesterday for 12 suspects in an alleged ISIS terror cell responsible for the attacks in Barcelona and Cambrils last week. A vehicle rammed into a crowd in a busy Barcelona street on Thursday, and not long after that, another vehicle struck pedestrians in nearby Cambrils. In total, 15 people were killed and more than 100 injured in last week's terror attacks. Rebecca Lampaya with Operation Mobilization says their ministry team was on that street in Barcelona the day before the attack.
Our team goes to Barcelona, you know, probably a couple of times a week. The team was very shocked because they could have been walking that street on Thursday at the time of the attack.
Not only that, but the OM team had gone to Cambrils for an evangelism ministry in the park just last month. In the process, they met with the town mayor.
We asked them if we could pray for them, but they said, no, please pray for the town of Cambrils. So it's very interesting. It was like, okay, we pray for the town of Cambrils, you know, and after a month, it is happening.
Because of these touch points, OM had a relationship with local churches and could ask how to help. Vampaya says this was God going ahead of them and preparing a way for his peace, even before the attacks.
Right now, the churches are praying, are sending messages of comfort to the families that have been affected.
Pray for Spain to be uplifted in the hope of Christ. Next, of Syria's 11 million displaced people, 8 million are children, and many of them know nothing but conflict and have been severely traumatized. Biblica is one organization working to counteract that suffering. They're using a scripture booklet called The Survivors to introduce children to the hope of Christ. Biblica's LaRue Anderson.
Well, we have found out that there's not a lot of resources available for children that are going through these types of crisis situations. So it's just a powerful, engaging scripture resource that really kind of walks children through some very specific emotions that kids are facing as they go through a crisis.
The refugee crisis is a tense issue around the world. But Anderson says Biblica is cutting through the politics to put Christ at the forefront.
It doesn't matter where you land politically on this issue. The fact is that over 30 million children are caught in this refugee melees. And you know what? It's God's word that is so comforting and so powerful and can change lives.
So would you keep praying for this situation? Pray that refugees would find hope in the gospel. You can read more about this project in our web story at missionnews.org. And in the final week of their summer ministry, SOAR International headed into the woods for a Christian English camp in St. Petersburg. The theme of the week was Noah's Ark, and so the kids, coming from both Christian and non-Christian homes, got to learn about the Bible alongside the English language. Joanna Mangione of SOAR says the impact is something to celebrate.
Everybody got to hear the gospel, and then the very last night they had an invitation, and there were quite a few hands that went up, and that was very cool to see just how God was working in that camp.
It was a great way to end to summer ministry, and one that saw a lot of children opening up to ask questions about life and spiritual things.
I think all of us kind of look back on this summer and we're just praising the Lord.
SOAR's begun preparing for their other annual projects, but would you be praying for the lives that were impacted this summer? Mangione says we can pray for the church that
as they interact with these kids again, as they come around and visit the church, as they end up coming to Sunday service, that their hearts, and that the children's hearts would be softened, that they'd be ready to hear what the pastor's saying in church, what the youth group leader is saying in youth group.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The gospel brings a renewed, right relationship with God. And because that relationship transforms our lives, it impacts relationships with those around us. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.